How we doing, everybody? Good morning, good afternoon, and buenos dias. Hope you're having a fantastic day. That is not what we want right now. Let's put that there. Let me know that you can hear me in the side chat. New computer, new equipment, so I'm just making sure you can all hear me. I've slowed down the chat for y'all as well. And yeah, how are we all doing today? I am completely blown out from this side. Tomorrow or the next time I'm here doing this. Actually, I wonder if I just moved everything over there. Give me a second. Right. Let me know how everyone is doing, how everyone's weeks are going, how your week, the cats are not making this easy. Come on, guys. You got this. Come on. Yep. Just come with it. There you go. All right. 1 minute. And we've got the lighting rig if we need it. There we go. Tiny stool. All right, bear with me, everybody. Just getting my coffee. Look, Mr. Binks, I know what you're thinking, but you don't wanna touch the computer, my guy. Right, okay, so. This is a little bit there. Hang on. Now all the settings are crazy. All right. Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know what the hell. Oh, wait, no. Hang on. Let's try. Let's try this, ladies and gentlemen. Well, YouTube sends out the notifications. Oh, that's a bit better. All right, at least we're evenly blown out now. Yeah. So, sadly, the cam, there we go, that's a bit better. All right. I have no idea why this looks so bad. So I will have my usual camera back for this setup when I'm back in the house. But I hope everyone is doing well. Yellow, red eye, really blue, yeah. Waiting for your phone. Yeah, so like I say, I think the camera in this is only 1080 or 720. And the camera that I've got for installing in this is 4K. But it's in the house. I don't know what it is, but we're good anyway. How is everybody doing? Who we got here? We got Guanita, we got Christine, what is happening? Lisa, Paul, Linda, Rose, Liz, what is happening? Leslie, Catherine, Charlotte, Marsh, Linda, what is happening? I hope everyone is doing well. So listen. Oh yeah, the baby photos. Yeah, I'll get one of those through at the end of the show. So cute, man. A gender reveal next week. There'll be a live stream from it as well. So stay tuned for that. So there's been a bunch of controversy, right, over this. 1 minute. There we go. There we go. Over this this boxer, and it's kind of fascinating because I think when you look at all the pictures of her growing up, she was raised as a little girl, and there are sort of genetic things that can take place with people that give a difficult gender result, if that makes sense. And I just want to sort of read into this a bit because she has continued on in the Olympics. I think she's beaten two more fighters and neither of them complained like the first lady did. But again, I just think it's very fascinating. Boxing apparently has been overshadowed by the row about the eligibility of two fighters in the women's competition. Algeria's Emain Khalif will fight for gold, while Taiwanese fighter Lin Yutang is guaranteed at least bronze. So it's these two fighters. Now, I don't know anything about this Lin Yutang. I don't know anything about this fighter. So we'll see what it says. Okay, but last year they were disqualified from the World Championships. The body that oversaw the 2003 event is the International Boxing Association, IBA, and it says both fighters failed gender eligibility tests. On Monday, the IBA held a news conference which said she would provide a detailed explanation for the reasons for disqualifications. However, a chaotic media event left more questions than answered. International Olympics Committee, IOC, has cast doubt on the reliability of the test and suggested that it was what is happening is a sometimes politically motivated culture war. This tells us nothing. What is IB? The formerly, I was born in the sixth world body for amateur boxing. Why did the IOC stop recognizing the IB? What are some of the concerns? Okay. In 2000, the world championships were held in two countries, the women's events in India in March and the men's in Uzbekistan in April and May. A total of 19 countries, including Great Britain and USA, boycotted events after the IBA allowed Russian and Belarusian boxers to compete under the country's flags, contravening IOE guidance following the invasion of the Ukraine. Okay. So, we still know nothing. Okay, here's a video. Maybe this shed some light. Just looking at the side chat. Fuck it out.
This involves real people, and we're talking about real people's lives here. Mm. They have competed and they continue
to. My only question is, right? We all know that people can be born with both bits, right? But does that, would that affect a gender result? It must have some effect. You know? So, yeah. For me, when it comes to combat sport, I think as long as who is going into the fight knows who they're fighting and can make a decision for themselves about who they want to fight, I'm okay with it, right? I'm not really okay with trans females competing in female sports where there's just either no prior knowledge or something, and women are just getting smashed to pieces. So it's not, for me, it's not about that argument. That's not what I'm bringing to the table with this. I'm bringing to the table, is it possible for somebody to have a DNA that would give an iffy response, if that makes sense? Swayer syndrome and hermaphrodite versus trans is getting issue. Catherine, let's not let it get complicated. Let's break this down. I'm only interested in this from a biological science point of view. I'm not at any point giving off the impression that I think men should be allowed to box women in a situation where she had no choice to fight her. Do you see what I mean? There was no choice but to fight her. And I think that is, I would like to do, can we not have Olympics, men's category, women's category, trans category? Why is that so bad? Like, why is that a bad thing? I don't understand. Okay. Maria, you've actually got quite a good take on things. A man had XY chromosomes and a male chromosome, something else. Okay, so when it comes to like hermaphrodites and things like that, is it not possible then for you to have this is complicated. So if you're a hermaphrodite, right? And you choose to live your life say, as a female, but you're not trans. And then it comes back that you're a guy. That's a complicated one, man. That's a complicated one. It's an interesting debate, though. It's an interesting debate. But we've got to keep an eye on this, because surely she looks fucking badass. She really does. I mean, would we be surprised if it came out that it was all a conspiracy and she was trans? Probably not. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, we've got to, it's the Olympics, right? I mean, surely they'd be checking in this stuff. I don't know. It's one of those ones. It's one of those ones, guys. I just wanted to touch on it and just mention it. Okay, here we go. Here's something else. Right. What is DSD? Rare condition explained amid Amin Khalis Olympic boxing row over XY chromosome. Okay. It's something that you can see depending on which hormone, estrogen, or testosterone you preferably produce. No, it's not. Sex is much more complicated. Expert tells Maya Oppenheim. Okay. All right. Let's get into this. That looks like something that you put in a grinder. All right. He often overlooked the issues of differences in sex development has come to the fore in the wake of deluge of headlines around the fact two women Olympic boxers had previously failed gender eligibility tests. Disqualified just before her gold medal women's championships in New Delhi after not meeting the International Box Association's IBA eligibility criteria, which blocks athletes with... Okay, that's what you guys said right there. Right. Okay. Meanwhile, Taiwan's double world champion Liu Yingqing lost her bronze medal at the same competition after she failed to meet the criteria. But International Boxing Committee has defended its decision to allow the two boxers to compete in Paris 2024 Olympics. It comes after the IBA was stripped of its recognition by the IOC last year over governance and finance issues, with the Olympic body running the boxing competition in Paris itself and permitting both. Okay. The committee said the current aggression against these two athletes is based entirely on... Why are you not giving us what you said you were giving us in the headlines? Okay. The term differences in sex development, or DSD, differences, is used to refer to a wide range of different scenarios, with the NHS describing it as a group of rare conditions involving genes, hormones, and reproductive organs, including genitals, which means a person's sex development is different from other people's. Okay, so what we need to take from here, a group of conditions involving genes, hormones. Okay, right, we're getting somewhere. Individuals either have sex chromosomes generally linked with being female, XX, or usually associated with being male, XY. Yet have reproductive organs and genitals that look different. Okay. So, the argument has to be then, if someone is born with DSD, they live their life as a woman, they are a woman, and then they do a blood test and it comes back as you're a guy. I mean, that's mad. Because it's one thing when it's a trans argument, right? It's one thing when it's a trans argument, but this is wild. Some people with very rare types of DSD have both ovarian and testicular tissue. Some of them are, yeah. Okay, interesting. Yeah, I think that's an interesting one. That's an interesting one to keep an eye on. All right. So here's an interesting little bit in the news that absolutely saved my life. Royal Marine thanks teens who rescued him from water off Kent. It's not all riots,
back
people.
At the beach on Sheppey, where these three friends saved the life of a former commando.
Good morning, you British kids, doing good, people. It's not all a madness with the youth of the UK.
Heroes.
Hello.
Now reunited for the first time.
So happy to meet you.
And the reason I'm showing this, kids, is a lesson of today is we don't play around in the sea. Okay? All right? Listen. We're not messing around at the sea this summer. Okay? We're not going to do anything crazy this year, are we, guys? Respect the sea. That's today's message.
Since they hauled him from the sea.
Nate, the lawyer's breakdown. I will, Zoe. I will. That's a good idea.
Semi-conscious. Watched by a grateful family and proud.
How quintessentially British seaside is this backdrop? Like, look at this. Like, it's...
Oh.
And you must be Ella. Yes, Ella. Thank you.
A reunion that no one here will forget.
Thank you so much. Love you so much. Thank you. You saved my life. You absolutely saved my life.
Almost 2 weeks ago, these all friends, right, two of them cousins, had been enjoying the sunshine.
Like,
just get to
saving wasn't much of my
ambulance.
Adrenaline kind of took over.
Yeah.
It was more like just saving wasn't much on my mind.
What is this? Is this like a two-tiered bowl cut we've got going on here? Because I shaved off the side of my hair. He is going to regret trying to grow this back. That's all I'm saying.
It's just, he needed help, so he had to help him.
And that's quite a big task. I imagine you were out of your depth and trying to pull a grown man out of the water.
It was hard because he'd gone really weak. He had, like, from where he'd swallowed loads of water. And like,
yeah, see, this is why you don't mess around at the sea. Former Royal Marine, okay? I'm not a former Royal Marine. That's why I don't mess with the sea. Maybe he thought his training would get him through. Royal Marine has been reunited with three teenagers who saved his life. Wayne Sullivan had been out swimming when he experienced cramp down one leg. Cause, oh no, that is the thing of nightmares. Imagine you're an ex-Royal Marine and the thing that kills you is a cramp. I mean, that would, you'd be gutted. You'd be absolutely gutted. But cramp, man, that is brutal. He was laying face down in the water. Oh, yeah, he is lucky to be alive. He is lucky to be alive. So, yeah, make sure, ladies and gentlemen, if you are out this summer, beaches, all that, is summer even still a thing? Just don't fuck around in the water, okay? Okay, because I used to live by the sea out in Dunbar, and I was on the lifeboat crew for a short while, and it is mad how quickly you can go from having a good time to dead. Okay, so whilst we're still on our sort of fluff pieces for the day, Banksy has been all over the place the last couple of weeks in the UK. He's got two new pieces of art up. We've got this awesome double elephants number. A bit scrappy, if you ask me. But looks great. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. And this was the other one. I love this. There's something about mountain goats, right? Have you guys seen this? I need to give you some visuals. Like, what is going on with goats? Like, see, if this was a survival scenario, okay? And you're just out walking about. Oh, that's a terrible picture. Hang on a second. This is, we're back to damn nature, you're scary. Okay, this is, we're back to this again. Just so you know. No, images. There we go. Like, you're living your life, okay? You're stumbling around. At no point do you think this isn't anything other than a hallucination, right? Like, oh, scan went great, Sharon. I'll show you all the pictures at the end of the stream. But I thought, listen, he's a retired guy. Leave him be. He got a cramp. It could happen to anybody. He probably had a fucking Subway sandwich 20 minutes before his swim like a dumbass. But yeah, I mean, I'm not being funny. Nobody would be thinking this is normal. Do you want to see them up a side of a dam? What you doing, mate? What you doing? So they climb up this dam, right, just to lick the nutrients from salt patches off of this dam. Like, how much is it going to cost to put a bunch of salt at the bottom of the dam for them, really? Can we just talk about that? Because this looks dangerous. Headline, yeah. Hey, listen, man, don't walk it. Don't walk it and then go near the sea. But yeah, mountain goats be freaking crazy. So I do like the new Banksy art. Let me just find the news article. Here we are. Bam. Banksy has unveiled the second new art in Southwest London. This time depicting two elephants poking their heads out of a blocked windows. The artwork had been painted on the side of a house in Eden Terrace in Chelsea. The Bristol based street artist shared a photo of the wall on his Instagram with the usual method of claiming his art. It comes a day after he revealed a goat stencil near Kew Bridge in Richmond. So what do you guys feel about street art in general? Okay, like, I think Banksy, his sort of name precedes himself, and within the UK, his artwork is fairly, you know, treasured. A lot of places, as soon as somewhere goes up, if a wall can be removed or anything like that, it is. It's wild. There's even like art exhibitions of recreated Banksy art for people to go and experience. It's just we're getting to some Megan stuff today, actually. But I've just not had a chance to dive too heavily into it. But I'll make sure there's a little bit extra on the royal side for you guys. It's the next thing we're talking about, actually. But I love graffiti too. Glasgow's got some incredible pieces, street art, all of that. It is amazing to look at when it's done right, you know, and there's some incredible, incredible street artists. I kind of feel the exact same way about graffiti and street art as I do about tattoos. I think the two of them for me are incredibly similar with how I feel about them. Well, the panel are meant to be here, Fred. It's just I feel like I've been abandoned, man. But it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Sidewalk art as well. Sidewalk art and those crazy bastards that build shit out of sand down at the beaches. It's wild. It really is wild. I'm just on full automatic swears today. Oh, there's one more before we get to Megan. So we did have an epic moment at the Olympics. The Philippines, first male Olympic medalist in history. Like, if you're this guy, this is it. Given a fully furnished $555,000 to go home to go with his medals. Freaking hell, man. I mean, the first ever male gold medal for the Philippines. I mean, it's a who cares story, but it's historic. Philippines gymnast Carlos Yulo made history as the country's first ever male Olympic gold medalist when he won the top prize in his floor routine on August 3rd, and then again when he became the country's first two-time gold medalist after winning the vault less than 24 hours later. I mean, that's what that right there is what the Olympics should be about, okay? That's what it should be about right there. Look at this dude's face. Look at this dude's face. I'm telling you, this is what it's about. And I just had to mention it because the Olympics has made Jesus Christ, the terror, transport madness, the opening ceremony for like Greek god, first, last supper. Oh, and then the boxing controversy that we've talked about. But, oh man, there's another one as well. The Chinese have been up to something too. Hang on a second. Michael Phelps, here we go. So, anyway, big shout out to the Philippines. Carlos Yulo, what a legend. What a legend. Carved himself into the history books till the end of time. But Michael Phelps sends clear message to Paris officials amid Olympic cheating controversy. What? Let's find out. Swimming legend Michael Phelps isn't playing around when it comes to cheating in swimming and has no nonsense resolution to deal with ongoing controversy. The Paris Olympics has seen world records and personal records absolutely smashed, but some victories haven't resulted in praise from everyone. When it comes to swimming in this year's Olympics, we have seen a fair few people who haven't been happy with the Chinese's success. 9 Chinese swimmers who tested positive for banned substances ahead of Tokyo Olympics won medals in this year's event. Ooh! There was a total of 23 Chinese. I mean, I'm not being funny. If anyone is going to accidentally splice human DNA with dolphin DNA and those people accidentally end up on the Olympic swimming team, it would be China. And I'm just saying. There's a total of 23 Chinese swimmers who tested positive for the banned substances. Trimetazinadine prior to Tokyo Olympics, according to an investigation by New York Times. However, the swimmers were eventually cleared to compete, with the belief being that they had unknowingly ingested a drug via contamination. Okay, so you've got someone cooking your food for you, right? And they slip in a drug and you scran it, right? And you start becoming one of the X-Men. But that's okay because you didn't know about it. It just seems fishy. Dude, do you know, Fred, that is something that after talking to John, I think there's something going on. Because what? What, mate? Like, it doesn't make any sense. So this, and there's been a few of my friends who've got young teenagers who've gone through something like that, and I need answers. Despite their success hasn't set well with their competitors in the British swimmer. Andy Peaty was very vocal about his frustrations. He called the Olympic officials to do their job and ensure absolutely no cheating of any kind was taking place, and reiterated that his competitors had previously tested positive for banned substances. So what do you think? Do you think that if you test positive for a banned substance, you should be allowed back in the Olympics? What do you think? Let me know in the side chat. Speaking to the press on Monday, Phelps, who has a total of 20 Olympic medals himself, nerd, Olympic nerd, he said, if you test positive, you should never be allowed to come back and compete again, cut and dry. I think that should be the way it is. It does break my heart to see people put hard effort into 4 straight years to prepare for an Olympic Games to then have it taken away from them by somebody who's cheating. I agree. It's not right. I stand for that, and I'll always stand for that. Sure. So what do you think? It seems incredibly fishy. It seems... Yes, Fred. Yes, my G. Yes. But as spice is a liquid, it could still be getting put on to, you know, the good stuff, as opposed to getting put on to like an inert matter that it would be when it was sold as a bath or a plant food, if you get me. So it can still look like the normal stuff, but it can be covered in that. Yeah. Olympics. Emma's just like, nah, forget about the testing, just do away with it all. Emma, listen, I said this last week. I would like to see the Paralympics, the regular Olympics, and then the Super Olympics. Like, why have we not got an Olympic Games where all performance enhancing and drugs are allowed? Like, let me see that javelin be thrown like 2,500 feet. Do you know what I mean? Let me see the clay pigeons being done with a javelin. Okay? Like, let's invent some new sports for the completely genetically enhanced athlete. Yeah? Like, why the fuck not? Like, great. This is what you can do if you are completely clean, a pure human, no enhancements. But then give us the Super Olympics, man. Give me the Super Olympics. No, Leslie, no, not this time. I'm not off on one. I'm just saying I stand for the Super Olympics. All right, Megan. Megan, distraught by uncomfortable call with Palace about thoughtful gift from Harry. I've not read this, okay? And I imagine it's going to be a massive fluff piece. Meghan's Markle turns 43 today. Damn. It's likely that Prince Harry will have spoiled his wife with a thoughtful gift, but one of his presents for Meghan in the past caused controversy. Give us a little prediction of this in the side chat. Meghan Markle celebrated her 43rd birthday at the weekend, and Prince Harry was expected to have gone all out with thoughtful gift for his wife on the special day. The Duke of Sussex is known for his considerate present choices, having previously given men a beautiful silver photo frame with an adorable snap. I swear to God, if I ever get to the point in my life where I'm either so rich or I've just for some reason got a lot of things, and someone buys me a picture frame, I don't care what it's made of. I don't care what the picture is inside it. In the back of my head, I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever been given in my goddamn life. A picture frame. And I'll tell you something else. Here's the thing. You've been sat there, stuck for a gift idea. And either you've went, oh, picture frame, or something made out of precious metal, and then thought, oh, I know what everyone wants made out of silver. A picture frame, what's it going to go with? Okay, so a silver photo frame, okay, but one of his heart, I mean, a nice canvas, a big canvas of the kids. Slap that on the wall. Oh, banging. Fuck off. That way she can melt. Oh, man, that is probably exactly a good point. Listen, there's nothing wrong with liking picture frames. This is just my personal opinion. I'm not hating on picture frames. I'm not hating on people who like picture frames. Okay? Some people like quiche. All right? But I know what it really is. And you can call it what you want, but it's a fucking egg pie. I got to stop swearing. I'm sorry. It's an egg pie. Fancy it up all you want. Okay, but one of his heartfelt presents in the past led to a bit of a royal ruckus, resulting in Meghan having an uncomfortable conversation with Buckingham Palace staff. Back when they were just dating, Harry wanted to give Meghan a customized piece of jewelry to show off his affection. He chose a 14-carat gold chain from Maya Brenner, adorned in a cute M and H initials, which reportedly cost £300. It's all right. It's not outrageous. Meghan was seen wearing the necklace publicly until she probably found out that it was only 300 quid, which apparently caused some dispute within the palace walls. No one cares. In the official biography, Finding Freedom, authored Omid Scooby and Carolyn Durand, detail how the palace aide phoned the Duchess of Sussex, suggesting she refrain from wearing the necklace as it was fueling a media frenzy. No shit. Why else would she be wearing it? We're getting to these, don't worry. Meghan reportedly confided in close friends that the startling phone call left her emotional, and she said very little during the exchange. I don't believe that she said very little. I can't imagine this woman says very little at all when she opens her mouth. Have you seen her around a microphone? Wild. Meghan reportedly... we've done that. The book revealed after hanging up, she felt frustrated and emotional while she knew the aide had good intentions. The surreal experience of having someone from her boyfriend's office tell her, "Our boyfriend's office!" That is the best way I have heard that... You can literally hear her saying that. I got a phone call today from my boyfriend's office. He's the prince, and it's the goddamn palace. You dumbass. What kind of jewelry to wear or not to smile at the photographer was too smart. Jewelry not to wear or not to smile at a photographer was too much. The now Duchess of Sussex felt damned if she did and damned if she didn't. I mean, I guarantee you that is not how that call went. I'm just saying. Yes. She's probably still there now. She allegedly told her friend, I can't win. They make out like I'm to blame for these pictures. I mean, knowing what we know now, Megan, do you know what I'm saying? It looks like I'm encouraging them. Yes. Megan, that me even acknowledging the cameras may not be sending the right message. Megan, come on. The reaction to the necklace from the royal family seems to be deeply upset of the Duchess. So hopefully Harry's latest gift won't stir up too much controversy. However, it appears Meghan has moved from worrying about what her royal... All right, let me know if we're back now, everybody. I do apologize about that. Somebody at Talk Talk is going to get their ass kicked today. Oh, yeah, we're back. Okay, I just want to say, if any of you work for Talk Talk in the UK, you're going to get an angry phone call this week concerning my poor, wonderful mother's internet. You don't want to be at work that day when I call. Okay, so I feel like that broke up the Meghan Markle story to the point where we can just move on. All right. So obviously we've had a madness going on in the UK, right? And we're going to talk a little bit about updates and exactly what the mindset of the government is, and just take a look at some of the chaos. Because I genuinely, it's one of the most wild things that I've ever seen in this country. And again, a lot of you sit there and you're thinking to yourselves, this is awful, this is terrible, all the rest of it. And you've got to understand, when people get pushed to a certain level, conversation, it just doesn't work anymore. But certainly going around and smashing up people's shops, that ain't the way either. Also, on my channel, I'm working on exposing this social media app. I mentioned it last week. It is wild. There's something called interaction bait that all apps do. It's mainly when you get a notification, okay? It baits you in interacting. So it's like, bing, you know, Jimmy has messaged you because you know Jimmy and he's attached to your social media. Interaction bait. But what if we start baiting you? In fact, you know what? You're going to have to wait and see. Psychology people have, yep. I agree. Just to show you what we're waiting on here. We're waiting on this guy. Oh, no, we can go with this guy. That's fine.
Plymouth yesterday, located in other towns and cities tomorrow night. Police are aware of 30 planned gatherings and are braced for a big day of disorder. As happened here, neighbouring forces...
I mean, it's absolutely wild.
So we had officers from Avon and Somerset, Wiltshire...
I think a lot of the people from the UK, when they're seeing this, they're so shocked that the levels of... this is... Oh, dude, you know what? I don't know. That's Ireland because of the mad police trucks. They look so menacing, man. I think they get shocked when they see this. And then they compare it with, you know, things they've seen on the news or, you know, dare I say it, war, civil unrest, all this kind of stuff. And there's definitely something odd to the policing, okay? So here's a great example of it. This is in Rotherham, and this is one of the hotels where the asylum seekers were basically, yep, same. It's upsetting, but you've got to understand, any time a people try and push back change on their government, on their rulers throughout history, it's been a bloody ordeal. And I think we have been very lucky to have gotten this far in our lives, in the UK at least. And really, this is... it's come to this, you know? But only once, really. You know what I mean? In my lifetime, I would say, to this extent. I've never seen anything like this. So, we've got the juggernauts, Ryan, right? We've got the juggernauts. So, if you were concerned about the inhabitants of this hotel and all of the so-called rioters have given you a big list of times and days that they're going to be going to these hotels, why would you not have this hotel surrounded and cornered off the way that they had streets cornered off? The way that they... The places where Sean was were being policed. There seems to be an imbalance of over-policing where it's not needed and under-policing where it is. So now just watch what goes on here. This is the window now being smashed. If you were a line of police people, police men, women, and you were trying to protect this building, where would you line up? I mean, I'm thinking you'd line up over in front of the window, right? Yeah? And they just stand at the side.
Sunday's attack on a hotel housing asylum seekers in Rotherham.
They just let all of this happen.
Terrorism.
Look at it. Where are the police horses? Where are the dogs? It's mad.
By the police's former head of counterterrorism.
They just stood there.
There are some offences which, in my view, very clearly have crossed the Rubicon. Terrorist offences.
What? Why would you just stand there? Like, okay, so let's just look at this one scene, right? you're better off not being there. Okay? Out of all of this, these police, this guy here, he's got the right idea. He's not trapped him. If you're not going to defend, if at this point the police have gone, forget about these windows, I ain't getting involved, why are they standing with their backs to walls?
There are some offences which in my...
And then look at this guy. I mean, if you're not from the UK, this chair, this is like a, this is all like iron along the bottom here. These are absolutely lethal projectiles.
Clearly have crossed the Rubicon into...
Bosh.
Defences. Now, I know that my...
It doesn't make any sense. I'm not criticising the police. I'm not condoning hitting police with chairs. Break the ice, what's happening, my G? I'm having a rant, mate. I'm just having a little rant. So I'll get back to you today as well, brother. Now, why do you think we are seeing, if I'm right, why do you think we are seeing this difference in over and under policing where it is and isn't needed? We're having words like civil war. Okay, civil war, martial law, 24-hour courts. Like, this is scary, people. Okay, the last thing you want to be considering is the mindset that the British people had after the the London bus bombings that happened after 9/11. Like, there was literally people on the street saying, I will give up my liberties for freedom. What? Like, liberty means freedom. So giving up your liberty for freedom makes no sense. And we lost a lot that day. That was when a lot of the protesting rights were changed, where you then had to like book where you're going to have a protest. And then it's going to have to be, you have to get something. There's something anyway. It's wild. Freedom of speech got diluted and evaporated. And not long after that, we got the gloriousness that was an anti-terror act that passed that gave the government the right to arrest you under extremism if you questioned the official narrative of the government. Now, that sounds quite funny because we live in a free country where we can speak freely. But what if something's put in place 10 years ago for something that's got to happen in 30 years? Do you see what I mean? It's the long play. It's wild. It really is wild. And again, here's the way I feel about this. My glorious, wonderful mother, okay? Pensioner, eligible, paid taxes her whole life, eligible for all of the wonders that this country can bestow upon its people. Isn't going to be getting... energy heating contribution because we've got 17,000 new migrants that need housing, heating, food, and clothing. Here's the thing. See if everyone in this country is sorted and then we've got 100 spare houses and a bunch of extra money. Let's get 100 immigrants in who aren't criminals, who need help, get them over here. I'm all for that. I'm 100% for that. But I don't understand this continuous use of funds and resources that has no benefit to the people that raised the funds in the first place. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. It's actually infuriating because if this was a bakery, right, or any other form of business model, this would have been nipped in the bud in 48 hours. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you've got all your cakes laid out and all of a sudden you start getting new cakes in, right, and the new cakes are overpowering the cakes in the front of your window and it makes it look off-putting to people, and those people don't come into your bakery, you're gonna do something about those cakes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm all tuned up on the globalization and all of that of the planet, bro. It's wild. Like I say, in a perfect world, we would all sit inside, terrified, absorbing the word of the government as gospel, consuming in fear. Okay. But the problem is, they need to tax our asses. Okay. So sadly, we have to go out to work. They have to let us out of our cage so that they can tax us. And we're heading towards people wanting the mindset that we now have over Uber delivery spread across every aspect of their life. So if it's gone from me taking 15 to 20 minutes out of my day to walk outside to buy a McDonald's to bring it home to eat it, that's too much. Now it's got to be, you push the button, I can carry on with my life, it gets delivered, all right? If that carries over into, I've got to travel half an hour to get to here or an hour to get to there, and all of a sudden we've got everything we need within 15 minutes of our house. People see the convenience. Oh, it's wonderful. But then imagine something happens where we now need to confine you. Let's say something crazy like your zip code or your postcode, right? Let's maybe say let's go with another episode of Black Mirror. What about if your social stature, which is now completely normalized as something that means something online, and how would it get to that point? AI overlays, okay? AI overlay is going to take over the world, okay? And it's going to be fucking amazing, okay? And what that means is you'll have a little pair of glasses on like this, and rather than augmenting, rather than replacing the reality around you, it'll overlay augmented stuff over it. And you've seen in Black Mirror, you're walking past me, I see your face, it brings up your social media, you've got a little number beside you. Why is that so this is where we're tippy-toeing, bro. We are tippy-toeing, okay? And the worst thing is, all of it sounds like a brilliant idea. In the same way as all of these clandestine future things sound brilliant, it's the people that are going to be doing it that are the problem. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, having everything 15 minutes from you, but there being no restriction on you traveling and none of that dark stuff, brilliant, right? Having a little chip inside you that opens the car or you pay with or is your passport and your medical records and all your keys, brilliant. Do I trust any of the people coming up with these ideas and enforcing it? No, 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 nah, no. Ah. So that's the problem. That's the problem. It's the lunatics, okay, fighting for world globalization, all of this, that ruin it. Because every one of these ideas that actually allow us a better freedom of life is repackaged and then weaponized behind the scene. Dude! Liz! I watched a documentary about the Chinese version of WhatsApp. During COVID, right? That's what made you a person. That's what said you could travel. That's what said you could eat today, was that and the color that was beside your name. Mad. But at least China are up front about being a dictatorship. At least they're like, dictatorship, mate. Do you know what I mean? You got to give them that. You've got to give them that. At least they're like honest about it. You know what I mean? This is a madness. It is a madness. Do you know what? I often think, right? I feel like if I just smashed up all my computers, deleted everything, and then moved to somewhere like Iceland, and then just never bought, maybe get an old phone, and then maybe get a tablet and a TV, but then just stay away from as much of the internet as possible, I think I could recreate the mid-90s for myself. Simpler time, man. simpler time. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you ever? It's going to get to the point where I'm going to be telling my grandkids about what Christmas shopping used to be. Like, I have all these memories of like going into town as a little boy with my mum, Christmas shopping, the stress, the hustle and bustle. But it was magic. It was magic. I was tiny. I'm tiny, this like tiny little kid, and there's freaking lights and trees and all this stuff. Now, Amazon, bam, consume. Do you see what I mean? Sucks. And don't get me wrong, every time I go Christmas shopping, I remember now why most of us don't do Christmas shopping. But if you're not doing at least 2, 3, or 4 days of your Christmas shopping, where you're going into the shops and you're seeing single mothers with no baby in a pushchair, weaponizing that pram, just okay. You got to do it. You got to do it. It builds character. Okay, it builds character, man. You got it. And if you're really hardcore, go to one of these places in your town, country, or city where they do a Boxing Day sale, and go at 6 a.m. to be ready. And then just watch, man. Just watch how the madness unfolds. It's incredible how discounted shopping experiences reduce us to almost one of those scenes in a wildlife documentary when, like, fish all swarm, or like insects swarm. It's wild. It's mad. Like Black Sunday in America, or Black Friday in America. It's just mad. It's just mad. People getting trampled over like $200 off a TV, and that's like, man, relax. So yeah. Strictly in store. My G, Sharon, yes. You'll slip one day, Sharon. One day, Sharon, you'll slip and you'll order something online and you'll be like, oh my God, that was freaking amazing. It's way too convenient. It was way too convenient. Way too convenient. But again, it's limiting yourself, isn't it? Also, why do they package stuff the way they package stuff? Like, why when they bring me a McDonald's, right, is there a bag with a bag inside it, with a bunch of little bags, and then everything's wrapped in paper? Like, I just don't understand. I mean, fair enough, a straw went up a turtle's nose, but that seems like a lot of paper. It really does. Anyway, we really digressed here. Okay. Okay, so this is the Prime Minister talking about the measures that are going to be taken to protect people after the sassy behaviour of some individuals over the last week or two.
They will be safe. We're doing everything we can to ensure that where a police...
Why does he look like... Like he's wearing like a synthetic mask, and he's going to pull it off, and there's going to be some like aged German SS soldier that has just clawed his way back. Like, there's something going on with his hair as well. He's an odd chap.
Response is needed. It's in.
Oh yeah, he is a bit dead behind the eyes.
Place where support is needed for particular places that is in space. Obviously.
Oh, Finola, Google it. McDonald's straw and turtle's nose. That's what started all of this. That's now why you've got a paper straw wrapped in plastic instead of a plastic straw wrapped in paper now. Okay? Make it make sense.
It's a difficult situation with disorder going on in a number of different places at the same time. But that is precisely why I held my second COBRA meeting today, to coordinate the response.
Listen. You can't be an adult man, okay, and then decide to call your meetings COBRA meetings. That is some Andrew Tate madness, okay? Andrew Tate, COBRA meeting it up. But you can't, it's like choosing your own nickname. Do you know what I'm saying? Good evening, happy Christmas shopping. Care with my area. Two large Amazon boxes delivered to store. Oh no! Oh, that's a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. If you want to feel good, Maria, about that, in fact, let me load this up for after this. There is a series of videos I will bless you all today. So there is a very clever man on YouTube called Mark Rober. He's an ex-NASA scientist space engineer, and he quit his job, and now he makes YouTube content, and he's got almost 60 million subscribers, and the stuff he makes, incredible. And he done a series of videos where he made glitter bombs with mobile phones, tracking devices, all this stuff built into them, and hid them in Amazon packages, and then filmed the thieves stealing them, and then open them at their house where all the glitter would explode, and then let off fart spray all over them. It's amazing. Cobra, committee office briefing room. Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure, Ray J. Sure. And all I'm saying, right, is that briefing room never existed until they came up. Somebody in the office was like, listen, he really wants to call it a Cobra meeting. The people are just going to rip him to pieces. We need to find a way of abbreviating something into Cobra. And that's what they've done, Ray J. I'm just saying. Right, so Mark Rober will do at the end because that's beautiful. And we're back to fucking thumb heed.
And to get the assurance that I want and need, have adequate police in place that we are able to cope with this disorder. But the message has to go to those who are involving themselves in this disorder, which is you're wrong, you shouldn't be doing it, you will fall.
Oh, thank God. Oh, up until this point, I don't think anybody had asked them politely to stop what they're doing because they think what they're doing is wrong.
Force of the law, as I hope we've been able to demonstrate with these swift prosecutions.
Uh-huh. Swift prosecutions. So we don't want to see 24-hour court. We don't want to see people being pulled out of the picket line, put in a van, driven down the end of the street, sentenced, taken to jail. And these are things that if we get that passed, okay, if they're allowed to say that when civil unrest happens or acts of, what's it called, terrorism when it's your own people? Homegrown terrorism? Let's go with that. Homegrown terrorism. If anything like that can be declared and then these acts can come into play, that's scary. You know, that's scary because other laws that came in after the whole don't question the government or we can arrest you under an extremism act was their right to commandeer any property under domestic terrorism. Thank you, Ray J. Under domestic terrorism acts or whatever. So imagine you're sitting in your house. And then on your street, they're suspicious of somebody. They can just evict you from your property, take ownership of your property, and you're done. You can't get back in until they're done with it. And that ain't right, because can you imagine if martial law is ever declared, how much all this would be abused? It's crazy. And all of this seems to be... Uh-huh. Yeah, see, they call it far-right thugs, but it's too easy to just say that. It's not all far-right thugs, you know? It's not all far-right thugs, and people have to understand that violent individuals communicate violently, and hatefulness fuels a lot of people. And if you've never dealt with rage or anger because you as a citizen are not being listened to, all of this boils over. It can be very easy to misconstrue raving lunatic Nazi for a man who's had enough. So don't classify everybody as far right. I wouldn't say that I'm far right, but I know which side of the picket line that I would be on. You know, it's crazy. And, you know, I love all the people in this country who their families came here, you know, whether it's decades ago, a few years ago, whatever, and they're flourishing. And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. You know, you should be able to apply and enter a country and be subjected to all of the positives that it can bring. I'm all for that, Shizzle, man. You know? Vandals and looters, nah. And do you know what else, Claudia? Here's another thing. Why are some areas so heavily policed, but then there's nothing being done down entire streets where cars are being flipped? Like, unless they are falsely covering the true magnitude of the riots. So, for example, when they're telling us there's one riot, we're seeing pictures of people being contained and all the rest of it. But really, it's 20 times the size that they're showing us, and it's completely out of hand. But either way, don't. I'm not even going to condone or even keep explaining myself about the far right stuff, because that's what they want. They want us all to be divided under these different headers, when really we're just a bit upset and want some change and want, you know, people like my mum. Another thing as well, she can't get doctor's appointments and it's wild, man. It's wild. And for me, all of this stuff, couldn't care about for myself at all. None of this is a personal thing. But when I seen how it's affecting my man, nah, mate, nah. Sorry, it ain't happening. And you too, talk. Okay? Government and talk. You're both getting it. Oh, I just about knocked over the computer. Right, let's calm down. So, riots continuing. Riots bad. But a necessary or a sad result of a government who refused to listen to their people, and history has shown us what people are capable of. That's the best way of putting it. All right. We're going to get off the sad news now, okay? Correct. And remember that, Leslie, because there's nothing wrong with that. And there's also nothing wrong with, say, you know, shouting that, or, you know, writing that on a sign and shouting about it at a protest. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make you a freaking lunatic or a Nazi or right wing or anything. It just means we've had enough and your labels ain't going to wash anymore. Okay. It ain't going to wash anymore. So I have been planning on going into the Fringe. I need to get a battery pack. That's all we're waiting on now. So next week we'll be hitting the Fringe. My wonderful Dan has talked about a place in Edinburgh for a while that it was just in the paper. It's called Jupiter Artland, and it is unbelievable. It's one of these big outdoor artistic nature things, and they have got a amethyst cave where the whole cave is a massive sort of geode, I guess. So we're gonna definitely plan a day out there and bring you guys back some footage of it all, because pretty place. All right, Mark Rober. All right. You will all thank me for this. If you do not know who Mark Rober is, put a one in the side chat. Okay. Or you might know of Mark Rober, but you've never really watched his content, whatever. Because this is your weekend now. You're welcome. This is your weekend sorted. So, first things first, squirrels, okay? He has got three videos where he, during lockdown, in fact, let's let Mark explain it. That's 2.0. Here we go.
This
Again, I just want to remind everybody, former NASA space engineer, 50, almost 56 million subs, okay? I love it when somebody with a brain of this scale, all right, when it doesn't involve his brain being used for curing cancer, okay? Also, hurry up with that. Like, I mean, hurry the F up. They're putting microchips in people's brains. Figure it out already. If no one's bothered chasing you up, science, okay? Chop, chop. Right, so Mark Rober, I'll let him explain it.
This is a bird feeder, and everything to my left is my attempt at making it squirrel-proof. If they want the bird seed, they will first...
Okay, so rather than risk copyright, I'm just going to let this play without sound. So he's fed up of the squirrels stealing the nuts out of his bird feeder. So he invents obstacle courses. Now, I will say as well, everything is animal friendly. Oh, obviously. Obviously. Trust me. Save yourself the rant. Okay, save yourself the rant. It's way better business to bill you, okay? Way better business to bill you than to cure you. I know that. But come on. At least make it look like you're kind of doing it. Do you know what I mean? Like the skin, like cure that. Give us a big breakthrough with that. Do you know what I mean? And I don't mean cure like, oh, you've got it, we fix it. I mean, gonzo.
To prevent the squirrels from getting the food. And that worked really well until right here. For me, this...
So, I'm not going to spoil it for you. But there is three of these. There's three editions of the squirrel obstacle course. There is returning squirrel casts in this. So you will fall in love with furry characters. Yeah, you are welcome. All right. Now, Glitter Bomb 4.0 is the last one. All right. So we'll play the beginning of this so you get a feel for the Amazon packages being stolen.
Package from a porch, and he's about to open it in his car.
Hello.
But what he doesn't realize...
So yeah, opens it in his car, it sprays... this guy researches the fineness of glitter, right? Gets the most fine glitter in the world. He then fills it with barely legal fart spray that sprays everywhere. There's four mobile phones recording and sending it all to a cloud. So if you have ever, and I mean ever, had a package stolen, if you have ever had to go through the nightmare of some bitch taking your stuff, if you've ever had a squirrel terrorizing your nuts, yeah, I said it. This is your weekend. Your midweek evening viewing. Once you're done with what we've got planned on the Sean Atwood channel, of course, go and check out Mark Rober. It is just incredible when somebody refuses to grow up and they put their brain to work on some of the most mad things you've ever seen. Awesome. It's awesome. So yeah, go and check it out. A lot of really fun stuff. So yeah, check that out. And make sure you guys are back here tomorrow for the Daily Show. I will have a camera that doesn't make me look like this. And we've also got John Wedger. Me and John Wedger for Crime Theories tomorrow night. Then I'm planning, I think there's something on after Wedger and I on this channel on here. I think it's the Scientology lady. Once that's done, I'm going to be doing a live stream on my channel and we'll jump in it. Oh yeah. Listen, he started off doing the breakfast with the Atwoods and then just cut us all off cold turkey. It's nonsense. So I tell you what, see if you want a breakfast with the Atwoods, you guys better go click on videos, leave a comment, click on another video, leave a comment, click on another video, leave a comment. and just go spamming with it, because we all want that. It's freaking adorable, man. Also, as well, have you ever seen him eat a bag of freaking rocket with his hands? Sean's an interesting creature in the wild, I have to say. But I think what we'll do... Oh, wait a minute. Dan has sent over the scan photos. I'm just getting all of like the numbers and information off the screen, because I don't know what all that means. Look at the guy! How cool is that? Far right squirrels. No, you will fall in love with the squirrels in that series. It's just amazing. Fat Gus. You will all love Fat Gus. The plot twist in the narrative of his story is wild. So yeah, go and check it out. Go and have some laughs. There is little baby growing away inside mummy's tummy, having the time of his freaking life. Look at that. It's mad. Do you know what's even madder? If you're a girl, inside your mother's tummy, you have all of the eggs in you, in your mummy's tummy. So that would mean you're inside your mum as an egg while she's inside her mum. What? That's as mad as when I've seen this, like the scan, the x-ray of a baby's skull, and you see all its adult teeth above its baby teeth. We are actually freaks. That is rank. Pure tiny baby head, right? Two sets of teeth stacked on top of it. What? So yeah, anyway, beautiful is an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. It's mad. It's kind of mad that will always be how we make more people, right? Like, grown inside a human. But then we've got, like, AI on our phones, and we're about to have, like, driverless drone taxis. Like, how far off are we just teleporting the baby out the mother? How far off? How many decades before we're just teleporting the baby out the mum? Come on. Give me a number. How many decades? I'm going to say 11 decades. 110 years. 110 years away, right? From just beamer out, Scotty. Dunzo. I'm telling you, that would have to be a never. Liz, it's coming, man. Once we can break down matter, move it, and then rebuild it, we got this. We got this. I wouldn't like to be the first baby teleported, though. Like, I'm thinking, sign me up at, like, 14, 15th generation, okay? Like, let Apple do a few updates. Let Siri work out the bugs, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the first couple, they've got arms coming out of here. You know, I'm just saying. So, yeah, it will not be. It'll happen, man. Whether it's thousands of years or whatever, they'll be looking back at this stream in a high school somewhere in the year 5555 and being like, listen, this guy called it. This guy. Okay, listen. I just want to say I love you guys. Fucking hell. I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you all for being here. Please like, please share. Hopefully the panel members will be back at some point. I mean, that would be nice. And yeah, love you all. Thanks for being here. As always, I appreciate every single one of you. I really do. I'm almost at 11,000 on my channel. So thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, supporting me and just being the best community ever. Okay? And if you don't agree with me, I don't care. All right? Love you.